when they decided Mrs. Thatcher and them, you know, they were getting no more help or anything such as that, it did split the constituency in two. So I had to make a guess, like. So I said, I'm going with the Yorkshire Miners. You know, we're going to fight them. It was a different county. And there was the bottom half of Nottinghamshire and Derbyshire, you know, where their coal was a different type of coal, different seam. And then there was the where we were at Bassetlaw, which was really part of the Barnsley seam. You know, they were different seams. And they had different unions because to tie in with the different type of coal and different seams. So they always had the separation, went there all the time. And they had the Miners' Institute, you see, and there'd be four or five Miners' Institutes. And if you went in there, you're very popular because you'd have to pay the bloody bill, you know, as soon as you went. Oh, it's our MP, get the beer in. They meant it, you know. So over the years, I got on very well with both sides. And then they actually changed my constituency rules, boundaries, to take more of the knots in. So I got on okay with everybody. But then Arthur Scargill made the big mistake. He didn't have a ballot. And if he'd have had a ballot, he would have won. And everybody knew that from day one. Maybe they wouldn't have voted for it, but they would have accepted that that was the vote of the whole union. And because he was such a bloody clever sod, but, you know, he didn't wait for Nottinghamshire. And in my patch, they'd always hated Nottinghamshire anyway, so they said, to biddle Nottinghamshire, bugger off, you know. So the party was split in two.